I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Train It Right Life. I apologize if you hear Sammy snorting in the background. I don't know. He's on one today. Housekeeping. Wow. I'm so just floored with the feedback from the podcasts. And people are really excited to get to know me on another level. They love my YouTube videos, but they're really loving the podcast, which I truly, truly appreciate. And interesting enough, my podcast was ranked number 59 in Canada. I know that's like not like a crazy ranking or anything, but in health and fitness podcasts, which was just ridiculous. Because I'm just doing this, you know, just in my spare time here. And just because I feel like I have a lot to say. But I've been getting some really, really amazing feedback from people. And this week's feedback, I kind of want to read it. And it says, I'm currently listening to your podcast, episode 5 podcast, and I can't believe that you were in such a rough, abusive relationship at the time that you won your pro card, because you were shining and looked amazing on the stage that day. I remember it as I was there and saw you win. Stay strong. You're amazing. You never cease to amaze me, and it's ongoing. Thanks for being so open and honest. It is great to get to know you from a different perspective through the podcast. So that's just like one of the many feedbacks that I received that I just want to share with you guys. And just want to let you know that I truly, truly appreciate everyone that's been downloading, listening, giving me feedback, and kind of enjoying what I have to say. So there's that. And if you guys are new to the podcast, my name is Alicia Bell, and I'm an IFBB figure pro. I'm also an online coach, and I wear a couple of other hats, but that's okay. There's lots going on, you know, in my life, and it's always changing. So I'm truly appreciative of just all the little things, you know. And if there's any way that I can make people's lives better, wow, Sammy just let out the biggest fart ever. Did you guys hear that? Anyway, if I can change people's lives for the better, then that's just, that makes me happy and makes me fulfilled. And even when I'm having a bad day and I get to hear something like that, it really like picks me up, because as motivational as I am, I like to keep it real with you guys. And not every day is a great day for me, to be honest. There's lots going on in the world, in my life, changes, things that I'm just sorting my way through as I go. And, you know, I don't have it all together. And I hope you guys know that. And I want to show you that. And hopefully you guys can relate. If you are also new to the podcast, you can follow me anywhere on social media at Train It Right. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything is Train It Right. If you're interested in coaching or want to even learn more about me, you can visit my website, www.trainitright.com. And that is that. I am currently accepting online clients as well for the meantime. And that I do keep to a limited number, but I do have open spots available. So now that the housekeeping is out of the way, I have a couple of different topics. There's like two topics that I really, really want to talk about that have, I don't know, I guess I've been dealing with, sorting through, facing, and seeing over the past week or so. And the first one is about afraid of being lonely. And the second one, again, brings back to something I really feel like I talk about a lot, and it's like getting out of your own way. But like, I was talking with a client the other day, and she said, I want to move out on my own, but I'm afraid of being lonely. You know, that really struck me, because like, I don't know why people are afraid to do things on their own. Maybe that's because I can't really relate, because I grew up in a very small village, but I was very independent from an early age. Very, very independent. I didn't really have any rules because my family trusted me. Plus, we're from a small town, and if I was up to anything, they definitely would have heard about it, right? So my whole life, I've been just basically doing on my own. I was making decisions for myself, where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be with, when I was going to do it, and when I was going to come home, and when I wasn't going to come home. I mean, I was in grade 8 going with people in college to Fredericton with a fake ID, not even an ID, just backdooring it into clubs. Grade 8, Alicia, into a club in Fredericton when all her friends are on GHB, but like sober Alicia. Can you imagine? Can you imagine right now letting your children do that? But like my family trusted me and they knew that I had a good head on my shoulders because when I was that young, all I did was shoot basketball hoops, kick soccer balls, and run extra practice of all those things because I wanted to go to the Olympics and something. I wanted to be an athlete. I did 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats every freaking night because that's what I thought I had to do. I didn't have a gym. So my family kind of knew that I wasn't going to get into like too much trouble. Maybe the people I was with were getting into trouble, but like not me. But, you know, I've been doing my life on my own. I was in and out of my grandmother's house, in and out of my mom's house, and spent a heck of a lot of time living at my boyfriend's house when I was in high school. So I made decisions for myself. I had, you know, just blessed that way because it kind of taught me that I can be independent and I don't need anybody. And it also was kind of not a blessing because it's hard for me to work for somebody. It's hard for me to compromise with people because I'm so used to just doing it Alicia's way and just being, you know, Alicia, Alicia, Alicia. And so when I get into a relationship or when I get into a working situation where I have to work with other people, I have a hard time going and doing what they want me to do when they want me to do it because I'm used to being able to do what I want, when I want, how I want at all times. So that's great because I've learned to be very, very independent and not be lonely and work on my own, but it also hinders me in a work situation. And then maybe that kind of might have been what happened with the last job that I had. I don't know. It's just hard for me to listen to people, I guess. But all those things aside, I've been doing my life on my own with no family. I don't have family in Toronto. I have not lived near my family since I was 17, and that's going on 20 years. Ugh. But like, you know, no man for the most part of my life. I've been single because, well, I guess maybe I'm difficult. I don't know. I just haven't found the right person. Shitty things happen. I'll touch on that actually in a second. And I've had no help. So I'm not afraid of being lonely. So when she said that, I was kind of like, what are you scared of? Are you scared of taking that leap? Are you scared that it's going to cost more? You shouldn't be scared. You know, I found out more about myself each and every time that I've lived by myself. Standards that I will accept for the next person that I date and live with. Things I expect. I learn to be creative. I don't think that if I was living with someone right now, I would have started this podcast because I wanted to start this podcast and I moved in with my ex and it was, oh, you're just doing things for attention and blah, 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 blah. So it like hindered me from actually starting the podcast. But, you know, being alone during COVID, I was like, I need to start this podcast. Like, I'm going to start my podcast. So like you discover things about yourself, you do things that you might not do because you're not prioritizing yourself when you're constantly with people or with other people or in somebody else's household. So when you're alone, you tend to put yourself first, do things that make you happy. You're more productive with your time. Maybe you become more productive and do more things because you don't want that lonely feeling. But in the end, it's a positive note, right? Like you're going to get up, go to the gym to be social, and you're going to go work out, and you're not going to stay at home on the couch and like watch movies with like your roommate. So like there are positives, and I don't think that being alone or lonely is scary. Sometimes it does suck. Like, you know, okay, I'm super emotional and I cry all the time or whatever, but like if I cry, I'm sorry. I can kind of hear it in my voice right now. But, you know, like, yeah, sometimes it's, I want someone to be around and I want someone to be here and I want a certain someone to be here and in my life. And sometimes just the timing's off or it's not right and you have to be by yourself. And that's okay too. You have to accept that. And, you know, that I'll touch on that about like having no man or whatever. There's somebody that I really do care about and I invested a lot in, and things happen and timing isn't right. He's not even in this country. It's time that I spent FaceTiming, calling, talking to him, you know, I valued like so much. And now that I don't have it, like, it is lonely. And I do miss that. And I'm not going to be like super detailed about it, but like, you know, every day sometimes is a struggle when you miss somebody or something, and it does suck. But you know, you can't let the fear of being lonely or alone like stop you from doing things. You're allowed to have those bad days and those days where you like want to stay in bed or you cry or like whatever, but end of the day, like, being lonely is part of life. And everyone feels it in some way or another. And you shouldn't be scared of that. And if that's the one thing keeping you from pursuing something, then put on your big girl panties. Look through the ads. Find a place. Get the heck out and discover who you really are. So that's my advice for the afraid of being lonely. I'm going to crack open a Monster Ultraviolet. I was speaking with somebody the other day, and the Monster Energy flavors make no sense. Like, what is ultraviolet? Like, obviously that's grape, but like, who lets you, how can you just name something like Ultra Paradise, Ultraviolet, Ultra? Sammy is gassy. Holy. He's like sleeping on the floor and like farting up a storm. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but Frenchie farts are real, guys. Frenchie farts are like no other dog fart. No other human fart. Frenchies are on a whole nother level. I didn't even know that until I got him. And I'm like, whoa. Chill out, bro. Okay. Next topic. Now, the next topic is kind of goes in with like the afraid of being lonely. But it's about getting out of your own way. And I've noticed that, first of all, let's talk about dieting. Everybody, by, you know, the age of probably even as early as 16 these days, has probably tried to diet, tried to prep, tried to be healthy. I don't know. Whatever the fad is, you've tried it, right? And it may or may not have worked for you, whatever it is. But the limiting factor and the thing that I find happens in that keep people from succeeding is yourself. You can't put the blame on others. Like, this weekend I was really, really, really upset, right? I'm so upset. I'm sad. I'm crying. So what do? Instead of being my own worst enemy, I could have cheated on my diet. I could have ate a bunch of shit. I could have not gone to the gym. I did. I kept myself occupied. Instead of being my own worst enemy and getting in my own head and being upset, of course I was upset, but I did things. I went and got my nails done. I went for a walk. I took the dogs for a walk. I did cardio. I went grocery shopping. You are in control. Now, people who mess up on their diets, like, it happens. I've done it. We all have done it. You can't beat yourself up about it. But what you can do is you can get out of your own way. You can either be like, oh, I ate this and I'm just going to eat this and this and this and I'll start again tomorrow. No. You recognize I ate that. Cool. Next meal, I'm back on point. I need to do this for me. I'm not going to be my own worst enemy here. I'm not going to live in a pile of self-defeat and negativity. And you can't put the blame on others. Like, so what if so-and-so hurt your feelings or isn't understanding where you're coming from or was mean to you or called you name or called you fat or called you ugly? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, what a troll says, what happened in your life, what happened to your family member. It doesn't matter. What matters is your mindset and your ability to stay dedicated to your goals and to know that you are in control. It's your choice. Everything you put in your mouth is your decision. Everything that you say to yourself is your decision. everything that you let get to you is in your control. You can let it get to you, eat you alive, make you upset. Or you can change your mindset and be like, recognize, like, I am upset, but this feeling is not going to control me. And this feeling isn't going to make me veer off my path that I still have for myself, because my goals are bigger than somebody not loving me, or my goals are bigger than someone who thinks that I'm fat. My goals are bigger than my dog being sick. My goals are bigger than, you know what I mean? And that's how I got through a lot of things in my life, is that I recognize that my goals are bigger. My goals are bigger than a chocolate bar that I really, really want. You know, my goals are bigger than when someone is mean to me. My goals are bigger than when something shitty happens in my life. And I push through it. But it's a choice that you have to learn to make yourself. And it's not going to be easy. And I've touched on this before, but journaling is huge, huge. I look back, I've pretty much journaled up until like recently, like honestly every day all year. And the same things kept coming up in the journal about this one person and how I was feeling and about my bad body image. Because I've talked about this before, guys. Like, sure, I'm fit, but I was shredded for 2 years straight. And I love that look. It's my favorite thing. I like to be the freak in the room. And I'm not right now. And it's hard. It's really hard. And I struggle every day with it. But I don't let it defeat me, and I know that I still look good, and I use journaling to tell myself the positive things that I have going on for myself, and I'm more than just my physique. Absolutely, 100%. So that's okay. And it's okay that I'm struggling with my personal relationships. It's okay that I'm struggling with work. It is. But I'm not going to get in my own way or in my own head because of all the negative things happening. It happens, you know, money comes and goes. And like, what is it from the movie Blow? Like, when you're up, you're up. What is that quote? I absolutely love it. And I actually used to like probably make a post once a year with that in it. What is it? I'm looking it up now. Blow quote, George Jung. Now, anyway, the wind always be at your back, the sun always upon your face, and may the wings of destiny carry you aloft to dance with the stars, was one of the main quotes. But, you know, that's so true. But when another one that I really, really, really love is that, and this just goes like, I might be struggling with work and finances and clients, you know, come and go, and it's never consistent with my job. So you kind of have to have a tough, thick skin and know that everything's going to work out. And this quote has always, always stuck with me. And I hope that you think about this quote, and then when you're going through a hard time, that you realize that it's not going to last, because no, tough times really don't last. Okay. And this quote, I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's, sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you'll be up again. But life goes on. Money isn't real. And then he says George, because he's talking to George. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you'll be up again. But life goes on. Money isn't real. It doesn't matter. And that can go for more than just money. And life is full of high highs, low lows. But it's always changing. And just know that never, never in your life is a situation going to be permanent. And you're in control. You can change things for the better. Or you can change things for the worse, depending on how your response, how your reaction is, and what you set to do about it. And, you know, I might be in a place right now where I'm really sad about a lot of things, but it's not going to be forever. And I can't dwell on it. And I'm in control of my actions and how I work with it and the outcomes that will happen. I'm in control of my ability to communicate. I'm in control of my ability to follow a diet. I'm in control of my ability to move forward. Yeah. It's just remember that it's okay to be alone. It's okay to make decisions, and you are in control no matter what. So, yeah. Control is the name of the game. Anyways, that is basically Alicia ranting in the Train It Right life this week. I hope that, you know, you can resonate with some of the things that I talked about. I hope that the George Jung quote from Blow resonates with you some way, somehow. And I hope I just gave you a few things to think about when it comes to dieting, when it comes to life, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to money. And I hope that you got a good laugh of Sammy, my Frenchie, farting during the podcast. And now he's snoring. I'm not sure if you can hear it. He is passed the F out. It's been hot. I did take him for a really, really long walk yesterday. So he is pretty tuckered out. But I did my cardio this morning. I'm recording this podcast now. It's like 10:30 in the morning. And I'm going to go train. So I am going to leave you guys with that. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to please leave me a review. Give me some stars. It really helps get the podcast known and in the rankings. And it is, you know, ranked well in Canada now. But I really would love to just spread the word and get it out there to more people. And I want to help more people. And I just want more people to realize that I am human. We're all human. We all have struggles. We all go through different things in our lives, and it's never permanent. So please share this podcast, post about it, tag me, do what you got to do, and I'll check you guys next week for another podcast episode of Who Knows What, basically whatever's on my mind in the Train It Right life. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you, and have a great rest of your day, evening, afternoon, whatever it is, whenever you're.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble?